what up, though? Ball Hawk Show. Yeah.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. You know, you know.
Yo, yo, look at that, man. Impromptu live. I just realized I ain't even previewed the damn conference championship games. So it's noon. A lot of y'all just hitting lunch right now. Or you might be at your desk eating lunch and you're scrolling through your phone. So why not? Let's talk about a little bit of football. Of course, man, I got to talk about something that's definitely been on my mind, man. Shout out. What up, Dre? Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on Facebook or on YouTube. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you share. Shout out to my sponsors, Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The good people at Able Insurance, man. Service in the state of Virginia for over 20 years. Make sure you hit them up to get you a dope policy that's affordable and fits your needs. Also, Manscaped. Take care of your little dusty ass balls, you little nasty dudes. You be wanting that special attention. Go to manscaped.com, man. Get that Lawnmower 3.0. Get you some ball deodorant, some ball wipes, some ball toner. Get some body wash. Take care of yourself. And when you get into the cart, use that promo code The Ball Hawk Show to get 20% off at manscaped.com. There you go. Shout out to the sponsor. So, yo, Darian, what's good with you, famo? Skeet was good with you. Cassidy was good. Brock, what up, though? So, yeah, man. before we get started with the real meat and potatoes of this show, Petty Hawk has something to say to all these basketball fans and aficionados. What's the pause for, Darian? What did I say that's pause worthy, man? My bad. Shout out to the Washington football team for hiring the first black woman coach. Salute to them. Salute to them. They also hired a black GM, I believe. And that's where it stops because I don't like them. So that's all the praise I'm giving y'all Washington. I'm keeping the trill, as the young boys say. But that's where it stops. Okay? I still don't like y'all. But salute to y'all and y'all moves. Middle finger up to the NFL for the hiring process. Eric Bieniemy is still without a job. Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich. But we got these no-name coaches that we ain't never seen before getting hired. It's a damn shame when you... Let me stop. I'm getting ahead of myself. I want to talk about... That's Petty Hawk. Petty Hawk just came out. I want to talk about basketball right quick, right? Talk about basketball right quick. Because I'm struggling. I'm really struggling with something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm struggling with the terms ball hog. That's hog, H-O-G, not hawk. Ball hog versus ball dominant. Because ball dominant is almost you're given an excuse. That's like the nice way of saying you hogging the ball. And ball hog is basically saying you just a loser that hogs the ball. Am I wrong with that? Well, a lot of times people, when they call ball dominant, it's like they give it, it's a caveat that come with it. In other words, we like you. You set people up. But just in case people want to call you a ball hog, we want to say that you're ball dominant. Yeah, that's what we're going to say. Because it's no difference. It's just we like you. So we're going to call you ball dominant. But if we don't like you, we're going to call you a ball hog. If you lose, we're going to call you a ball hog. But if you win, we'll say that you are ball dominant. So that's just what it is. Rock said he don't agree. My man Darian said, "Uh-oh, we breaking narratives." That's just my opinion, man. I just feel like we pick and choose who we say ball dominant, and we damn sure pick and choose. And when I mean pick and choose, the data, right? The data that's used isn't universal. The fence starts to move when people use stats. You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen folks call certain players a ball hog, and then you could, and another player, a team player, but if that's said, and they say, so-and-so's a ball hog, hold on, I'm reading these comments. After black coach hiring process in NFL, Goodell is no better than Trump. Yes, I said it. My man Bean said, ball hog usually refers to someone who shoot too much, and it's a double standard. Let me see. LeBron and Curry, dominant. Westbrook, Kyrie, ball hog, let the media tell it. I mean, there we go. Rock, what's good with you, man?
What's up, man?
Chilling, bro.
And I understand why you saying what you're saying, because I think how you need to break it down to people is like, you see the angle that others are using with.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, you know the difference in between the two and things of that sort, but you see the angles others are using. Now, those that don't have any racial or malice with it, when they use it, that's just breaking down the game.
Yeah.
I think it's a difference then in ball dominant and ball hog, because James Harden, because I know that's what it's about, really. James Harden, I've never thought he was a ball hog. But he is ball dominant, meaning yeah. His game requires him to have the ball so much when in Houston that what they're saying is with a player that's so ball dominant like this, we need to put guys around him that's not as ball dominant, that mm-hmm. can play, that don't need the ball as much as he do. You see, that's the reason why he clashed with Westbrook. That's the reason why he clashed with a Chris Paul, because those are guys that need the ball also, you know. Kevin Durant that need the ball to get off. So when you say ball dominant, yeah, this is the player, because he's going to pass the ball. He's going to be high in assists and everything. He's going to make the right play. But he's the best guy. He's one of the best scorers we have ever seen. Probably the best scorer we have seen this side of Kobe and Mike. You know, so like the man can really put the ball in the hole, but guess what? If you double team, if you come, he's going to pass it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pass it. Unlike a Kyrie, don't get me wrong, Kyrie is capable, but I don't think Kyrie cares as much as a guy like James would. Because, you know, I felt like Kyrie could have always had more assists,
mm-hmm.
you know, if he felt like making plays for others. But, man, Kyrie get that thing. Kyrie coming at you, you know he not about to pass, and he about to figure out how to shoot over a 6'7" Klay Thompson and still make the bucket. To yeah. me, that's nasty, but it can wear you down also. So he's a ball dominant guy that's not willing to pass it as much. So I don't know if that makes him a ball hog or not, but James Harden, he gonna pass. James Harden gonna give you a 60-point triple-double. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a ball hog.
Yeah, I just think most of the time, man, just a personal perception or personal like or dislike or personal preference. There's something that's personal that causes – it's something takes place, whether it's wins or losses. Like, a player can have the identical mindset, but they get separated in how they describe. And I don't
– Because of skin tone. No, that's what separates it.
You think that plays a role too?
It plays a role on every level. On every level. We always see it with the quarter. Like, let a black quarterback act the way Tom Brady does.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and it's a shame. Like, you seeing it, like you just mentioned it. I mean, not to jump back to football, but like, even with the hiring process and all that, man, people do not when you don't look like them, they don't understand where you're coming from. But someone that looks like them, they can they can understand where they're coming from. And that's the reason why we don't have as many hirings in pro football as we would like. Even though it's majority of your team is black guys out there playing, but you're not hiring people that look like them because that's not who you're comfortable around. That's not, you know, you don't understand black people like that. So you're going to hire somebody you're comfortable with letting run. That's like letting somebody run your business. You're not going to hire a total stranger, even though they're good at what they do. You kind of want to have somebody in there that you can trust.
Yeah. So
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, and I'm going to jump into that when we before we get into the conference championships. But I just want to say a couple more things. Bean made a great point. He said he think people are more bothered by the fact that these guys are efficient, even with their style of play. And guys who are efficient should dominate / shoot the ball. Dre said, I see why LeBron was a ball hog with the Cavs. He had to carry the team when they played against Golden State with Kyrie hurt and Kevin Love hurt. And then he said Tristan Thompson was being manhandled. They said Shaq required the ball all the time and he didn't dribble. No one had an issue because he was efficient. No one called him a ball hog. Most of the time they don't call bigs a ball hog because the ball is dumped into them. They have called, I remember Armand Gilliam back in the day, they called him the black hole. Once you pass it into him, it wasn't coming back out. That was the only dude, big man I know that they call the black hole. But a lot of times I just get confused about, like, not like you said, not that they call somebody a ball hog or a ball dominant, but when they give their reason and I stick to the guidelines in which they set and I come with a guy that they considered a ball hog, but I show them that they actually fall into the ball dominant lane that they created is different. And that's when I get confused. Like, bro, like, what are we doing? That's how I know it's more personal. Like people say, yo, Kobe be gunning. He shot too much. Look how many shots he averaged for his career game. Look. And I go, was LeBron considered a gun too? Because he averaged more shots a game than Kobe, even though you could say, well, LeBron's more efficient, but they didn't talk about efficiency. They just said shot attempts. So, and I always be like, yo, is that your true definition? Because I got one that's going to blow your mind, even though we know it's outliers to every situation. There's an outlier. But sometimes, it just confused me. Go ahead.
And sometimes a ball hog is needed. That's the reason why I think every situation is different. And I can just speak from myself. And no, I'm not trying to put myself on the level of no Kobe's or nothing like that. But I know what you've seen me hoop before. Mm-hmm. Like, I could put the ball in the basket. Mm-hmm. So, but my thing was, if the double team comes, a ball hog is someone who forces shots no matter what. Like, you got people open, you got double teams coming to you, yet you still forcing it, you know. But that I'm saying you forcing it and missing. That's a ball hog. But it have been times in games where a coach would get on me and say, dude, I don't care if the whole team run over there, don't pass it. You shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you need that because that coach knows that you're the only one capable of getting this done right now. So it all depends on what team y'all? Do you want a guy forcing shots when you got Kevin Durant and James Harden and stuff like that over there wide open? No, you don't want that. But if you got a bunch of scrubs on your team, like LeBron had to play in the finals with Dellavedova as the second best player on his team, you want him shooting the ball. You want him shooting the ball as much as possible because your chances increase. So it depends on the situation every single time. That's the reason why I think that alone is reason why you keep GOAT debates going and arguments and stuff like that, because you got the people who can never do what any athlete could ever do, and they're going to automatically be like, well, Jordan is the greatest and things like that because they just can't fathom how to be great, period. Then you got people who has some greatness about themselves. You saying to yourself, like, shoot, I don't want to play with a Jordan because he ain't going to pay me the ball. I can score too. So you look at somebody else. You know, it all depends on the situation. So
that's fact.
Sometimes ball hawks are needed.
So let's go back. See what the the group talking about, my man Cassidy said, if nobody else on the team can throw a rock in the ocean, the term ball hog goes out the window.
Bean, exactly.
Bean said, people paid good money to see Kobe take them shots. It didn't matter if he made or missed them. People rather see him shoot than smush Parker. Dre said, RIP to Hank Aaron, Mr. Home Run himself. Yeah, RIP. Bobby Wilson, LeBron shouldn't have been considered a ball hog under those circumstances in Cleveland. Michael Scott made a great point that I read. Kyrie wasn't a ball hog until he left LeBron. Kyrie has been playing the same way since he's been in the NBA. Kyrie was named Uncle Drew because of his style of play, but look how quickly the narrative has changed. And Bean said, ball hog equals volume shooter who needs 20 shots to score 20 points.
Hey, Hawk, you mind if I say something about the guy before that with what he said? This is reason why I don't I can trust James Harden. I can actually trust I can trust Kevin Durant, even though the way he go about doing things, I think he wanted to. I don't get how this guy operate far as mentally, where he got all the tools to dominate anyone.
Yeah.
He don't take enough shots. But when Kyrie was playing with the Cavs, it was pretty much during that time, even though sports is no guarantee, you can almost guarantee the Cavs was going to make the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided you wanted to leave that. Like, that said a lot about Kyrie to me. To me, it didn't make it about championships. It had a selfish ring to it to me. Mm-hmm. So, just like I just needed a pause. It's good. All the great things that Kyrie does in life, he still have these selfish parts of him that'll show up that make you wonder, can you trust him when you need him most? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like you waiting for that foot to drop always with Kyrie. So I don't know if I can trust that he's not a selfish person. So he technically could. It's easier to put him in the ball hog category than the other two guys.
Okay. That's a good point. I mean, he do make it easy to put him in a box, as you said. It does make it easy to put him in a box. So when I was talking to this about Bean yesterday, that Kyrie left because he listened to the Chatty Patties saying he was a sidekick. So he wanted to prove that he wasn't, and he left LeBron. And it backfired because LeBron was so beloved. And like you said, how do you leave a championship situation? But we all know we're going to keep calling that man a damn sidekick. I mean, we do that.
Now he's a double sidekick.
I'm just saying, but you know, you try to prove people wrong. Like KD, why did KD truly bounce? To show folks, oh, I could go win the ring. And he was the best player on that team. Even though they won 70-something games the year before, nobody in their mama would say Steph, Clay, Draymond, they was better than him and played better than him while he was on Golden State. Like, he was the out.
No, go ahead, Rob. My bad.
I was gonna say this. Even though I hate the move that KD made going to the team that came back from 3-1 down and beat him, I still understand it. Like you said, he was the best player on that team. KD had put up, y'all, you remember how bad that man used to take up for Russ?
Mm-hmm.
But Russ still was gonna beat him no matter what. And I'm just as good as this guy. This my team. I can play too and all that. KD had enough. So that's one reason where I kind of understand his move. I'm like, man, I feel you, bro. You was playing with a dude that refused to let you win.
Hey, like, let me add one thing. This is what Bean was saying yesterday, and this made sense to me. He said Kyrie didn't want to fall into the narrative that LeBron didn't have any help. Because you notice anytime LeBron lose, the help won't good enough. And that made sense to me.
That wasn't the only thing that was happening, though. Y'all forget, for some reason, LeBron, they had this false narrative that LeBron was kind of sunning Kyrie when Kyrie was there. Mm. That's when the whole thing with Kyrie was like, yo, I got a dad. Like, where y'all getting this from? You know what I'm saying? Just taking me under my wing and all this other stuff. I don't think Kyrie liked that either. You know what I'm saying? So,
damn.
Yeah, he gonna want to be from under that. And we're not gonna say and act like it's not a lot to play under LeBron, yo. Like, as great as a player that he is, it's a lot that comes under playing under LeBron, yo.
That's why you got to respect a dude like Scottie Pippen.
But look, why do people say that about LeBron? And no, once again, I'm not trying to make him Jesus or the Bible or nothing, but that's kind of like the word. If whether you believe in the word or not, if you live according to the word, you're probably going to be all right in life, right? You know, whether you believe it or not, you're going to treat people the right way, be a pretty good person.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like LeBron or not, if you play the type, he play basketball the right way. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't get how it's so hard to adjust to someone that want to hold you accountable.
I don't think the plan is the issue, right? It's off the court. Like, motherfuckers on the armchair calling you to help and talking shit. Like, you all should be mature enough to say, fuck y'all, I'm making millions. Suck one.
But see, Kyrie claims to be one who the media can't really bother like that.
That
shit bothers him, bro.
At this stage, Kyrie like F the media. But back then, he cared. That's what caused the move. And then that's what caused him to come out and apologize to Bron. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he matured and players care about, like, you care about what people say about you. You may say you don't care and you fire off, but that feedback is what we are, like, either drives us or validates us. It does something to us. So that's why a lot of dudes can't take that spotlight with Bron. That's why being the alpha, it takes a lot to be a successful leader. Like, you could be a leader on a losing ass team, but you could be a leader so much that even when you speak the truth, like James Harden did, saying, yo, Houston, this ain't it. I want to run the ring and this ain't it. I'm tired. And you got losers. I ain't calling them losers, but guys who are accustomed to losing on this level, saying that's disrespectful. Yeah, you're going to feel that. But they're going to feel that disrespect because, wait a minute, we're a part of this team. But he's saying at the point of my career, this ain't it. You probably still got time. But on the tier that I'm on, as James Harden, MVP, done led the NBA in assists before, and still, and scoring all these other accolades, I don't have a ring. I got there when I was young. I don't have a ring as the alpha. This ain't it. So I got to get out of here. So guys who aren't on his tier are going to be like, yo, you dissing us. It's a diss. But I got to think about me now because these armchair All-Americans killing me. These Stephen A. Smiths, these Max Kellermans. These ball hawks are saying his style of play can't win. I don't say that shit. Like, there's so many moving parts in esports to win. I don't do that. Somebody's style of play can't win because the style of play can't win until it wins. And then you say, well, you got luck. Like, it's going to change.
Think about the heat that Kyrie caught off of one game. They just played one game together. Mm-hmm. And going off of maybe a bad call, a bang, bang call. Brooklyn wins that game. Okay, Colin Sexton got hot in overtime, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yo, bro, like, all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, it's not going to work. I'm like, yo, did y'all forget when the big three first got together with LeBron?
They lost first game.
Yeah, D-Wade and them. They lost.
They lost their first game.
Yes.
It happens.
Like, come on, man. Like, yo, y'all got to relax. Like, I wouldn't be mad if Kyrie came up across Kendrick Perkins one day and knocked his block off. As much as he talked trash about it, he finds so much to talk about Kyrie, bro. Like, that's his favorite. Like, he living his brain. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
My dog Bean just said some real shit. And I've been telling people this, and they've been telling me I'm a football dude, whatever. People always wish KD, Harden, and Russ never broke up. Now we have a more talented version. And they basically back together, and it's an issue. And I told folks, they like, will KD and Harden work with Kyrie? I'd be like, dog, they work with Russ. Russ is worse than Kyrie.
Yes, he is.
Kyrie can actually play the two catch and shoot or catch and play mid-range. Like, he can play off the ball and shoot because he did it with Bron. Like, hello? Do we not remember Bron dominated the damn ball when it got – clutched or crunch time? Bron gave Kyrie third quarters or early in the game, hey, young fella, kill, because that's what you do. Just like he do with AD. Hey, man, this point in the game, kill. Mike used to do it with the Bulls, kill. Kobe, Now, Kobe never had nobody that can kill that was on the perimeter. But hey, pal, kill.
Yeah, but I said Gasol, maybe?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But people, that's what I'm saying, man. The fun thing to do, and we got to transition to football soon. The fun thing to do right now is to shit on Kyrie because Stephen A. is leading the charge. No different when Jason Whitlock was leading the charge versus Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. Kyrie is more efficient than Russ. He's a better shooter than Russ. But y'all thinking he can't work with KD and Harden?
How? As a ball player, it's like y'all, everybody forget, like these three are probably the most skilled players just as strictly ball players, like on one-on-ones. They're the most skilled players in the league, bro. There's not too many players that can do what they do on all aspects of the game. Like, yeah, come bro. On, man.
And I don't
you gotta give it time to gel.
Dre, I gotta disagree with you, bro. I don't think Russ is a cancer. A cancer is a motherfucker who don't care about nobody. Russ actually cares about all his teammates. Russ goes balls out for his team. I can't call Russ a cancer. I just can't do it. I can't. Cancers don't give a fuck. Russ does.
Nah, he ain't take the Charles Barkley route with the I'm no role model type. Like he never did that.
And Russ cares about his squad. And now his style of play can be cancerous because folks feel like his shot selection is cancerous.
Yeah.
Very.
Okay, T, you sound good. What with the mic and stuff?
I appreciate it, man. You had to do a little test run, make sure it sound good, man.
That boy Chris over there.
Yeah, man.
I took his glasses off. He can see now without glasses. Now he got the mic.
Still can't see without glasses. It's pretty though. And I ain't got time to go upstairs and get a wipe. So
hey, look, he got the light skin shade on his eyes, you know what I'm saying? Can barely see
the light coming through the window, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
Cassie said Brooklyn about to be some bullies once they jail. Here's my issue with Brooklyn. They just gotta get deaf, bro. And cause we know Kyrie gonna sit out some games. James is usually durable. Harden is usually durable. So Kyrie is the guy in years past that will miss some games.
Legs don't hold up.
Close management with him with his history. So he's gonna miss some games. So they need other guy. They need another rim protector, a true rim protector. And they need somebody because if Joe Harris coming off the bench, you're going to need additional ball handler with Joe because they, you know, even though Joe basically plays starter minutes because they'll go small and with Jeff Green and KD playing the five.
I think they're going to kind of do it how the Lakers do with Bron and AD.
Yeah. One got to stay on the court.
Somebody got to stay on the court at all times.
Because KD is the one who can usually manage his conditioning the best.
Yeah.
I mean, Harden is high condition too, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But KD don't usually get in foul trouble that much.
Yeah, hard to do a lot of reaching.
Yeah.
But they're gonna have to lock in on the defensive end. Like, this just outscoring everybody, it's not going to work every night.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? It ain't going to work every night, yeah.
At some point, they're going to have to commit to defense and understand that they still going to be able to score the basketball.
See, that's what series do. Series show you how important benches are, and the deeper you get in the playoffs, the more important bench play become. So I wouldn't be surprised if Brooklyn get ousted like the second round of the playoffs, in my opinion. If they don't change anything as far as adding pieces,
a couple of one year players.
Yeah.
Just to add depth. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, man, let's go ahead. So my last thought on ball is you got a lot of background stuff on. I know you got your little man. My last thing is Chris Webber pissed people off when he said that Steve Nash dribbled more than Harden and they went nuts on him. He finally said something that was good and people hated it because it was just, I've been saying that. Like, he dribbled just as much. Yeah. He played for the same damn coach. Yep. And Antonio were their coaches.
Same system.
I ain't saying it's a bad thing. Both of them got what? Western Conference Finals and lost? James went twice. How many times did Steve go? Did Steve go? Yeah, no. They beat Kobe, right? Didn't they go out when they beat Kobe?
No.
They went to the conference finals?
The conference finals. He never got to the finals.
They couldn't get past the Spurs or the Lakers.
Yeah, so it was the conference finals.
They got to the conference finals.
They beat Kobe one time when Kobe made it a point to show them that he got to shoot to win. Remember the – I called it temper tantrum. God rest his soul, Kobe. No disrespect.
Yeah, no, I don't remember. I remember that. My bad.
All right.
Spurs picked that apart, though.
Who would say, whoa, Justin Antonio Brown. Yeah, Antonio ain't even played that much versus the Saints, bro. That's not a huge loss for the Bucs. I hate to say it. I love AB, but they got plenty of weapons. He ain't even played the second half versus the Saints. So they be all right. So, yeah, with that being said, yo, let's go ahead and transition to the conference championships. Let me go ahead and get the schedule up and see who playing first.
Before that, quick question. Well, not really quick question. I want to say, man, shout out to Mike Tomlin picking up Haskin, bro.
Yeah.
Give him a second chance, bro.
Now, improve his support circle. That's what I
feel like. Yeah. Need him I feel to- like that's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, facts. And I said, shout out to Washington football team. They hired a female coach, which is dope. So salute to them. I think she is. And then they hired a black GM. Salute to them. And then his middle fingers up to them after that. So Sunday, January 24th, the first game at 3:05. They gonna know that they going to the chip first is Tampa Bay at Green Bay. The two quarterbacks I needed to see this right here. I needed this. Green Bay versus Tampa in Lambeau Field.
I got A-Rod, man.
Damn, you just jump right to it.
A-Rod, man.
Why A-Rod, definitely.
Is that because you can't stand Brady and as much as he won, or y'all just can't stand Brady because as much as he won, or you can't stand Brady because of his wife, or you just can't stand Tom Brady?
I'll break it down like this, bro. I hate Green Bay, but it is very hard this time of the year to beat Green Bay in Green Bay. I don't care if there's a crowd or there's no crowd. It's going to be cold as hell.
Uh-huh.
Everybody talk, well, Brady is acclimated to the weather. I don't care. Like, people need to stop saying that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you move from an area to a warmer area, you get tender skin real fast. All right? You know what I'm saying? It ain't the same. It ain't the same, bro. This comes from somebody who used to live in Jersey and moved to Virginia, got warm down here. And when it get cold, no, I really get cold. It ain't no acting hard about it. Nah, bro. Cold.
Tender skin.
Yeah. So nah, and everybody talk about even if Brady is acclimated to the weather, right? All them other Florida boys is gonna look like New York. Remember when New York went to Green Bay after they went to Miami, when everybody was wearing Tims and wanted to pose with their shirts off and then couldn't catch a cold?
You taking shots.
It's cold up there, bro.
They're rehabbing his knee. Vic was like the first dude to beat Green Bay on the road to win a road game. But like, that was their first game, I think, the playoff game they lost at home. I think Vic was the first one to beat them in Lambeau in the cold.
You sure?
Hell yeah, I'm sure. The hell?
Okay, all right.
The hell? All right. Don't do that.
All right.
Don't do that. Did Vic beat him? Look at Peanut said, look, what Peanut said, Pete Nugget. Thank you, Pete Nugget. Vic in Green Bay. He was Vic from VA, though. He went to Blacksburg. He used to the cold, okay? And Tom Brady used to the cold, too. That's not front. He used to the cold.
I mean, it's been a year. Okay, all right. We're going to see. That's all I'm going
to say. I say A-Rod just because that bad boy – Devontae Adams, like I said 2 weeks ago, Hawk. What Adams was gonna do to Ramsey?
He ain't do nothing to Ramsey.
He had almost 100 yards.
They play zone all game. That's why he ain't do nothing to him.
Exactly. They was playing zone most the whole time. He didn't even follow him.
Yeah, they played cover three. So because Aaron wasn't playing. So you play man you want to without that dog rushing. You gonna get done up.
Honestly, I think it's gonna come down to the running backs.
Tampa Bay is 1-24 in cold weather. Last time they won was when they won the Super Bowl. And all 25 of them games, Tom Brady ain't play.
What are you talking about? That?
Go ahead.
What are you talking about? They had Trent Dilfer. What are you talking about?
Yo,
that was a joke.
I know. I was trying to see if they could catch it. Hey, look, Your little one caught it though. Like, daddy, give me that.
Yeah, she did.
So let's see, man. As much as I want to pick A-Rod, as much as I want to go with Alexander, because he's been locked.
Oh my God, here we go.
As much as I want to go with who else? The running back they got that's balling.
Who, Jones?
Yep. As much as I want to go with John Gary in this, you know, he coming out and showing folks he that real deal.
It ain't just Rashawn Gary though. They got pass rushers. They got really decent.
I'm going with A-Rod, dog. Who am I kidding? I'm going with A-Rod. But I know Tom.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I know Tom gonna win, but I'm going with my heart. I ain't going with the political hat.
I want to see A-Rod and Allen in the Super Bowl.
Huh?
I thought you ignored what I just said.
What did you say?
I said I want to see A-Rod and Allen in the Super Bowl.
Allen?
Oh, my God. I'm about to boot you off this stream.
Nah, bro.
Gosh, Allen, I am not man, please, I'm not trying to see that. I'm not trying to hear Mel Kiper Jr.'s mouth, and I'm not trying to hear T.A. mouth. Because even they lose the Super Bowl, he's still going to be, you know what? Nah, you know what? If Buffalo go to the Super Bowl and they lose, I'm going to let them have it. They better win if they go. But I ain't going to fast forward to that. But look, man. Say this, the Bucs defense is very opportunistic. And that's how they beat New Orleans. They beat New Orleans because Drew Brees' arm turned into yit weak. He couldn't throw over 7 yards, it seemed like, to save his life. And I don't know, man. Last time they smashed A-Rod, he turned the ball over a lot last time they played, too. Was it like a pick six one time and then something else? So I'm going with A-Rod.
I'm telling you, it's different in Green Bay, man. I don't know what it is.
They would get out coached.
It's different in Green Bay, bro.
It's different. And you know, you're a Packer fan.
And then say what?
I mean, you're a Viking fan. I was looking right at your hat when I said it, and yeah,
I'm about to make the drive. I'm about to say, hey, Hawk, we got to talk. Uh-huh. Nah.
Hit me with the A-Rod face. Swear to God. What? Swear to God.
I was going to say, for me, for the key things for this game is who's going to turn the ball over less, mm-hmm. and whose running game is going to be more successful in this cold. And I think with a player like Aaron Jones, who just seems to know how to turn negative yards into positive yards, or even these short stops where you think he stopped for like a good 2 yards and turns it into 8 or 9 yards, like, he's a dog in games like this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think that's going to be the difference.
Yeah, all right. Green Bay clicking right now, man.
Like that they are.
Defensively, they clicking offensively. It's going to be hard to beat them. And then once Devontae get in his mind that you can't guard him, and then, like I said, the tight end is going to be huge.
That's true.
So Tampa Bay linebacker is going to have to – they linebacker and they safety is going to have to play really, really well because A-Rod love his tight end too.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's become like a real security blanket for him.
Shout out to D. White. He balling though.
Yeah, when they went to roll that safety to Devontae.
Okay.
The tight end get the
middle. Okay, X is the nose, son.
You know what I mean?
Okay, X is the nose, son.
So.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that because this corner is iffy, bro. Tampa Bay corners.
Hey, everybody, they were raving about them last game. They were raving about the corners. So let's throw this out there. I'm going to play a lot of man-to-man versus A-Rod. So that's why I'm interested to see. Because you better get pressure on them if you're going to play a lot of man.
They play man-to-man because Adam's going to have 2 touchdowns.
Oh, he's going to get double. He get
barbecue chicken.
He's barbecue chicken.
Yeah, the safety's gonna be over top of him. All.
You don't think White can cover Adams?
I said White.
I'm sorry.
I was about to say
nobody on A squad covering him but 2 people.
Yeah.
Well, I like that too. Talked about the tight end because I do see the tight end.
He's gonna roll over top. The tight end's gonna have 1-on-1 in the middle of the field.
And his decision you gotta make. Cause even the Bucs realized this with New Orleans last week.
Lazard,
if you play Houston, the run game is going to come into play. Aaron Jones is going to eat. Two safety guys, they're gonna run the game. They're gonna run the ball. They're gonna try to force you to put one in the box or you get that isolation on the outside. So all right, man. So we got Green Bay. Everybody pick Green Bay, right? All y'all say F. All y'all hate Tom Brady.
Nah, I hope.
I really think Brady gonna win. I just hope A-Rod win.
It's not Brady hate, bro. But the
Super Bowl is in Tampa Bay this year.
It's really different than Green Bay, man.
Say it again, T.
The Super Bowl is in Tampa Bay this year.
Mm.
So no team has ever hosted. So, you know what I mean? History against the two.
That's why he gonna win.
Nah.
That's exactly why he gonna win.
He gonna come back.
Damn, I'm missing the comments. CT, that's why he gonna win. You just confirm why it's gonna be rigged. Somebody gonna be Tony from Blue Chips.
Throwing a rig in it.
It's gonna be Tony from Blue Chips. Hey, FanDuel in Virginia is now legal. Go ahead and bet on the Bucks. Trust me. And if you lose, it ain't my fault. You shouldn't have listened to me.
I'm betting on Green Bay.
They said Rodgers can't be that guy. Is Brady managing that clock like he usually does this time?
If Brady play like he played last week, Green Bay D-backs not dropping those picks, dog. Like he did last week, they in trouble.
Trouble. What you eating, dog? Looking like Dame drops. Super exclusive. Ha ha, hell, what you eating, bruh? Smack.
My wife made me some Cajun pasta with sausage and
Oh yeah, mute us to go ahead and enjoy that. Yeah. I ain't even gonna hold you on that. Pause. You gotta go ahead and get that in right there. I don't even know what are you doing? It must have been hot and you try to let it cool off.
Hey, Bean said he's taking the Bucks, man.
This is what wonderful right here.
And then we got Buffalo versus
Turn the camera off.
Chiefs Kingdom. Pat Mahomes.
This gonna be interesting, man.
My man said Dominic and Sue about to do something. Cut your damn phone off. We ain't nothing about a Dominic and Sue ever.
Yeah, 5 years.
Ain't nobody even know he played for the Bucks. And said, "Ooh, Sue played for them." Sue Woo, that's what he do. Hoo. Well, hold on. No, I can't say Sue Woo. I ain't Sue Woo. Sorry. Buffalo versus Kansas City. See, I got on gray too, so I'm good.
I don't think I ever seen you in red. Maybe once.
What? Yeah, exactly. You never seen me. I don't own nothing red. You right, T.
Think one of the original designs of your t-shirts when you first came out, didn't you have a red one though?
Man, Stephon got to be the dumbest dude that just missed.
I'm just saying, I thought I seen a red one on the website.
The boys. He didn't get the memo. We was playing. Look, we almost made it. You that one dude to say, "Hey guys, come on out." They got us. Damn, Stephon. I was joking, man. So I know. Man, T Green in the building. I know he gonna pick Green Bay. We know he gonna pick Green Bay. Yeah. My man said Sue been asleep for the last 3 weeks. Yeah, sleep walking.
He been asleep all season.
Bane Gary gonna ruin the show. Trust the facts. Ow! Rob talking spicy. Hey Rob, man, hit me up later, bro. I was in the meeting when you called me, man. I saw your call. I gotta hit you back. So let's go ahead and finish this, man. I gotta wrap this up. Speaking of meat. Who you got, man? Y'all know I got KC. Pat Mahomes.
Plain and simple. If Holmes don't play, Buffalo by three. If Holmes play, Chiefs by seven.
Mahomes is gonna play. Period. Like you might as well get that.
And the first time he get hit, he's done.
No, he not.
Okay.
They already.
Yo, in his God damn you, man! You killing me today, Petey. Now. Yeah. Go T. I don't want to talk.
Yeah, man. Nah. I got the Chiefs, man. I think it's gonna be too much. They got too many weapons.
So you saying if Holmes take another hit in the first quarter like he did last week, he's gonna survive it?
He's not gonna take. Look, first of all, he don't take that many hits like that. That's the number one thing you have to remember. He's real smart.
So Chiefs by 21. God day. Hold on. Give him a round of applause. That's what I call jumping out there. Yeah, if they beat this Buffalo Bill defense by 21, listen.
Yeah. Man. I think it's different, though. Like, you got to look at – you thinking about Baltimore compared to the Chiefs. Like, that's two totally different animals. So –
Brady versus Mahomes, boy, the best Super Bowl storyline.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes boy gonna be there, but it's gonna be Aaron Rodgers.
Brady gonna pass the torch to A-Rod.
Yeah, whenever A-Rod feeling good like this, whenever A-Rod feel good like this, he don't lose.
Ooh. And right now, some inside information. How you know how he feeling?
He feel good, man. Hey man, I be watching practice. I be all over the place. He had practice dancing around and stuff. He loose. He played like that's the thing. A-Rod. Pause for every.
I just don't want this to happen to A-Rod. I don't want A-Rod to be this dude.
I spit a racial slur. Honky, sue me.
I hope
A-Rod
having fun.
I hope he ain't Lotto. Lotto really beat Eminem. Brady is Eminem.
Yeah, you could tell A-Rod is having fun playing. Every week, even when the games is tight, like you don't never really see him tense, even on the sideline.
He was tense that Buccaneers game.
Look at Pete.
That Buccaneers game. It's really tense when they beat him, when they blew him out early in the season. He was looking real frustrated on that sideline, though.
So can I just say this about the masses? The masses hating on Kansas City because they dominant, and they're going to hate on Brady because he been dominant. So really, people want Green Bay and Buffalo. I'm going to just throw that out there.
They want the underdog. That's why they want to go for the Bills.
They want a boring-ass Super Bowl. Green Bay and the Chiefs, explosive. The Bucks and the Chiefs, explosive. Don't nobody want to see Buffalo, man. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to see Buffalo in no damn Super Bowl.
I like.
Were boring to me. The one versus the Redskins, one versus the Giants. Who was the other two teams they played? They lose the Cowboys. That was boring. Whitney Houston set it off. But other than that, it was boring.
Is Zach Moss playing their running back?
Mm-mm. I think he's still out.
Buffalo ain't got a running game. Buffalo ain't got a running game right now.
Okay, cool.
Ooh.
So yeah, that
Bill's
out, bro.
He's Josh Allen. Josh Allen, he's their running back. Yeah, he's gonna have 200 plus yards. Defense is fast as hell though, so
I think the speed of the defense for Bills versus the speed of the offense for the Chiefs is gonna mean something. And we also gotta know that it depends on Stephon Diggs on that offense too. If he starts getting crazy, because he's good in like these clutch big games, Diggs actually plays really, really well in these big games, man.
So does Tyron. So
it really got to come down to your boy Allen.
Them quick routes, the routes that Diggs kills on, like them skinny posts and stuff like that. If he think he gonna throw that all game, Tyron Matthew gonna pick him off. He gonna be foolish.
Who gonna check Stephon?
That's why I like watching Buffalo. I just like hearing my name called. That's why I like watching Buffalo.
They gonna throw different coverages at him. I don't think they gonna just like they gonna throw a lot of throw zones at him.
Don't forget about a little Cole Beasley now. You know, Cole Beasley,
Pro Bowler, all pro.
We don't mention him.
He didn't make the pro. Know what? Listen to that. You don't make the Pro Bowl, but you are an all pro.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Man. And I ain't hating on him. Salute to him, bro. Salute to him. Hey, he got a single out with my man Andrew. Is it called Ghost? What is it called? Y'all go ahead. I gotta find it. I gotta shout that out. Man, Andrew Brown produced that.
I like how y'all just ignore me when I said I like hearing my name called when I watch Buffalo. I like how you ignore me. I'm just saying.
Call your name.
Call your name.
What are you talking about?
Stephon. When they call Stephon, Stephon put a test in.
Yeah. It's just a joint produced by Andrew Brown right here. Everyone now raise your five. It's Cole Beasley rapping. It's a joke. What's that make you? I don't know. You see what I'm doing? I'm seeing right through my ghosts. Apparently, I'm only doing what I'm not supposed.
Can y'all hear?
Everyone now raise your five. The win, I'm a hoax. It's a joke. What's that make you? I don't know. All right, that's enough.
You ain't seen the Beasley freestyle? He was freestyling on one of them on one of those radio shows.
I did.
Yeah. All right, though. A little bit.
I mean, he sounded good on this, though. I thought it was the beat because my boy produced it. You know what I mean? Andrew Brown, you know. This is B2 right here that playing the background. Matter of fact, this instrumental right here is his. You know what I mean? So, shout out to him for that. So, yeah. But y'all keep talking. You know, that's just going to play in the background while I was thinking about it. So, y'all got, who y'all got, man?
I got KC by 10, man.
It's KC. Come on, man.
I don't see y'all scaring me, man. This unanimous stuff usually don't work out. No, Stephon picked Buffalo.
No. Let's get the facts right. I said,
oh hell no.
If Holmes don't play Buffalo by three,
he go this caveat.
KC by 10.
He playing like, come on, man.
He's not gonna make it the whole game. I'm telling you, he's not.
So what happens if he start and he plays and then get injured? Do they still win? Because Bayo
Buffalo wins. Buffalo wins.
Oh, God. I hope you play FanDuel or something, man, and bet on it.
I don't do that.
Oh, you just do poker.
Exactly.
Hey, look, man. This is scaring me, though, because I was the only one that really picked the Bucks, and now he got a caveat. So that means it's going to be a janky-ass weekend.
Who got a caveat?
It's going to play out like it's supposed to. What you mean?
Hey, hold on before I wrap this up.
I can make it official. I'm gonna say Buffalo by three. How about that? All Buffalo right. by three.
Hey, that's what I need. I need to size you and I won. Petty Hawk won, because look at him, he got height too. He got a diamond head. All you need to do is this. All you needed to do is this.
Just like I said.
And Bean picked the Bucks in the comments. So we got battle rap this weekend too. Me and Darian a huge battle rap fan. I know T watch battle rap. Stephon don't. I could tell.
That's how I do. I watch it too. Damn, calm down.
Oh, okay. But he like Reed Dollars still.
hey, don't disrespect Reed Dollars like that though. You be rum nitty. What we doing? We not doing that.
What that mean? A broken clock.
We not doing that, yo.
Twice a day, like,
he beat surf too.
He debatably
be
giving out handicap points.
Debatably, you know what I'm saying? Man. Hey, man, no Reed slant over here, killer. That's all I'm saying. All
right, my fault.
Hitman is the best in UFL.
Absolutely.
I just want to put that out there.
Absolutely. He's my GOAT. Hitman and DNA are my GOATs.
No, Murder Mook is the real GOAT, though.
I ain't say it. I said lies. Damn.
I didn't say, man.
All right, let's get to the picks, man, because we got like 5 minutes. So
I just don't agree.
First off, let's start with the main event. Tay Rock versus A-Verb.
Tay Rock 3-0.
Tay Rock 3-0.
Tay Rock 3-0. Nobody want to hear Verb whisper 3-0.
That's why he going to win. Nobody wanna, he better not come no contact. Tay Rock better not come no contact.
We don't want to hear it.
Connor going to win this weekend. Cassie, I think Connor would beat. He beat Buddy in like 90 seconds the last time. They could take him 3 rounds. I think he'll win. But I got A-Verb, even though Tay Rock from the DMV team. I got A-Verb just because nobody think he gonna win. DNA versus Av. Av from the 75. I love DNA though. Oh, not like that.
Punch his head off. All that no gun bars ain't gonna work. You gonna talk about no gun bar DNA.
On the app, though. He ain't gonna win
on punch all through that.
Yeah, he not gonna win on caffeine. He'll win on the app.
Oh,
huh? DNA went on the app. Because they said Lou Castro beat him and he smashed him on the app, Pulse.
It's gonna be
2-1.
Okay. All right.
You got no Negro Diamonds over there.
What'd you say?
I said, Negro Diamonds, who you got? That's a compliment. You could predict the future.
I didn't hear. I didn't quite hear what you said. I got Vert.
Yeah, Vert. I had to move up to DNA and AB.
I'm back, man. I got like three things going on here.
My bad. No disrespect. Who else? Danny versus Ars. I'm going with Danny because he pissed. Ars been calling him trash for like a year now. Who you got, T?
It's going to be a draw.
He said he got something for Ars that's going to want to make Ars fight.
Yeah.
Only thing that make Ars fight is throwing the flag on the ground.
They're going to
end it.
Ars 2-1. Edge, though. I don't think it's
going to be. Johnny Horton, Arsenal Part 3. Oh, that would be epic. Them battles is dope, especially that first one when he did the ABCs backwards.
Mm-hmm.
What's another one? I just went blank again.
Did you think Tay Rock beat
Twerk versus
Jada Nightwing?
Uh-huh.
I got Twerk just because they're gonna be excited. And then on the app, Jada Nightwing will probably win. No, he ain't on the app because he ain't got no fans.
I got Jada Nightwing 2-1. Unless Twerk show me something different, it's gonna be 2-1.
All right. Who y'all got? Y'all care? Y'all probably don't care about these two.
No, I don't know. I'm not familiar with those two.
Good. Chilla versus K-Shine. I got K-Shine.
K-Shine 3-0.
I got a 3-0 streak. Chilla going. He might be dot him. He might. I mean, it's
cause he not be dot. No, we're not doing that. No.
We say
no.
T.
Everything going 2-1.
Everything
battle going 2-1 this weekend.
So nobody gonna get killed. I mean, Verb won't get killed. Yes.
Verb's gonna get destroyed.
2-1 landslide.
And those are all the battles I want to talk about. It might be some ones we forget.
Hey, I want to do a flashback question real quick. Did you think Murdy Mook beat Tay Rock?
Yes, absolutely.
How about Tay Rock? What you absolutely mean?
And the more I watch, the more it get worse for Rock.
Yeah.
And Rock was good. He was really good. But shout out to the Eagles for showing they suckers for not hiring Deuce or Eric.
Exactly.
How you not hire the coaching tree of Andy Reid?
And at least they didn't have
the coaching tree of Wright, but not the coaching tree of Andy Reid, who has done you well.
Don't worry about it. Carson Wentz about to be your quarterback this year, so I appreciate
and with that, folks, we're gonna get up out of here because he's messed up. I appreciate everybody for all they did today. Trust and believe.
I hope you hit your big toe on your table.
Man, the nerve.
What do you mean? He's y'all quarterback. Y'all loved him about three seasons ago. We're not doing that.
I appreciate him.
Listen, okay.
I appreciate him.
Y'all appreciated Coach Peterson, and he's in front of y'all little stadium with Nick Foles. Y'all appreciate him by kicking them both out the door. So,
hey man, you lose the locker room, you lose your job, man.
Philly, man. Philly is special, bro.
That's not why he lost his job, though.
Uh-oh, get him. I about to say, it's one dude who's going to challenge you on that. Watch, go.
He lost his job because he went in Lori's office and told Lori he wanted Hurts to be the future of the franchise. That's what happened.
Inside information.
Okay.
That's what happened. That's why he got fired. Howie and Lori wants Wentz because all that money.
That's why nobody else got the coaching job over this guy we never heard of.
Yeah, they want somebody they can control, and that's why they hired him.
Oh, so you're saying that we'll be about to be Dallas Part 2.
No, hell no. Never disrespect them. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, I appreciate everybody for what they did. Shout out to my sponsor, Avery Shirt. Shout out to man. We're going to get out of here, man. I appreciate y'all. He is off the chain. That damn fool made him real spicy, literally.
Like, oh, man.
And with that,
your
setup sound good, bro. Your setup sound good, man. Nice and clear.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, T.
Yeah, professional.
Professional.
I got some stuff coming, man.
Let's get the sun out your eyes, though, dog. You
Hey,
look,
man,
I'm going to
flip my joint. This
joint
crazy, man.
You
got me looking
like
man.
You're looking real
light-skinned
right now.
Hey, I thought like, you thought of right there. That's how Geechee used to look the dude when he was battling.
My eyes don't open that far anyway.
Facts. You ain't lying.
Look like I'm high or something, like I've been smoking reefer. No, I don't need smoke.
Reefer, that's how you know he old reefer. Hey, yeah. I'll let you, man. Appreciate you, dog. You got any, you going up to Vegas, anything? You got any tournaments? Oh, you all? Yeah.
No, I'm going to. I'm supposed to be going to Florida next week in Hollywood. I mean, Tampa, Florida, Hard Rock. But oh, I ain't going to Vegas until like June when they pay the $10 million tournament.
All right. Don't forget your boys, man. We like church. You got to pay your tithes, man.
I'm gonna be Ball Hawk Show number one sponsor when I get the M next to my name.
Ooh, then you ain't got to wait to get the M's because I don't want that much. You can give it what you get. I want money. No,
that stuff look expensive. You know, I got a newborn. Then I'm gonna hook my cousin up. T. I see T on the ride, so
hey, man.
I gotta get him too.
Sponsorships is away, man. Shout out to Abel. Shout out to Manscaped. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? STHUJuice.com. That's what we do, man. But appreciate y'all, homies, man. We up out of here, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. We out.
All right, yes, sir.